The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Greetings once again, folks. This is the Creditor here with the Robots of the Company 10th Anniversary Interview Show. This week we're interviewing Daryl Looney, or as you know him, Popsicle. This week we're doing things a little different in that we're letting Daryl ask and then answer the questions himself, with no involvement from me. So, essentially, he's interviewing himself. So, take it away, Daryl Looney.
Let's see. First introduction to Robots of the Company. Man, I don't know. It was so long ago. I think it was maybe 2004, 2005, maybe. Yeah, it has been about a good 10 years. And I ran into Dream Realm and online plays and all of that. And I dropped them an email asking did they need any music or sound effects or, you know, any of that kind of thing for the play. Because I was trying to get more and more into doing things like Foley and, you know, other special effects for movies and all of that, as well as especially doing music for movies and everything. And this was a good way to kind of get into that. I used to always like to listen to plays on the radio when I was growing up. I mean, obviously there was no internet in like the 70s and all everything, but you heard a lot of plays on the radio. And those were always interesting to me. Thoughts about Popsicle. I can't decide whether or not he's some sort of, I don't know, iconoclast miscreant or if he's just a plain character that's on the crew with no real redeeming qualities. I think he hasn't decided where he wants to be and, you know, where he's going to go, because he obviously has this alter ego thing that I really didn't expect to develop in the storyline, but I guess it kind of did, you know. I kind of draw on a host of different characters for Popsicle when I'm thinking of him, but mostly it comes from the sarcastic side of me when I'm doing, you know, other things and when I'm interacting with people and the crazy things that they say. I always just think of my facial expressions when I hear people say things that are completely ridiculous. And that is the mode that I sort of stick myself in when I'm interacting with the characters that Popsicle has to interact with. Fondest memories, I'd have to say, would probably center around the act of creating the parts and the time that I get to spend recording them. I do a certain amount of editing before I submit them, of course, and that I really enjoy. Now, if you're talking about storylines and all of that, it all is just one big continuous thing to me. So each interaction or each new episode is just simply that to me. I mean, the storyline is just all one thing. I don't have a favorite part. It's just the act of being part of the project is what I really enjoy. You know, no particular one thing or what have you. You know, although I did like it coming up with the music before. Sorry, I never did get a chance to redo it and come up with a new one. But so, as far as a favorite episode or storyline, we did kind of get off track with the Excelsior thing. I don't recall us getting back on that at all. And as far as Popsicle for the future, I have absolutely no idea. I'm just thinking, who knows? Maybe he can hook up with some character and go and take over a bar in the tropics or on some resort area or what have you, and, deal with the day-to-day mishaps of that or something. Tenth anniversary. Wow. It really has been a long time. Like I was saying, when I first started this, I was not wearing bifocals. But I certainly am now. Oh boy, so 10 years. So it really has been going on that long. That's pretty amazing. And I have thought over and over again, because the technology has changed so much over the past 10 years. I would really like to see the series, not just as audio, but to see it animated. To bring the characters alive in another dimension, if you will. And I think that would be great to take it to that level, because we can reach a much broader audience than we have. I thought it was really awesome the time we were picked up by the syndicated radio show in Canada and other places, but I really think that we could expand even further if the show were animated or something like that, with some, really cool looking characters and everything. And I've spoken about that a few times, but I personally don't have time to do it myself, that or the skill, actually. So it would be really great if somebody came along and they really liked it enough and enjoyed the series as it was enough to kind of create something like that, Theme tune. It was kind of, at the time, it just sort of created itself. The theme of the story was something robotic and everything, and when you listen to it, it sounds kind of like a robot dancing. Not doing the robot per se, but a robot dancing, trying to do more human moves, and it's really mechanical and all of that. So that's where it sort of derived itself. That's the thought process. And the equipment that I had at that time allowed me to be able to put it together. It just kind of flowed. I just never really got the inspiration or the ideas to redo it, to make it more quote-unquote modern as it would be now, using more contemporary sounds and everything, because it really has been 10 years. That's a reason to redo the track and everything, and so who knows, maybe that'll actually happen. Now that we're talking about it, I'm thinking about it. Do I have a favorite character? Well, of course, Popsicle. Who else? No, but in general, I enjoy pretty much the entire host and cast of characters, and it's been a wonderful ride in terms of the creativity and the overall project, as it has derived itself over the years. And I can't really say that, okay, I like this one versus that one versus any of the others, because it's all one creative ball to me. It's all one creative real thing. There was a time when it seemed as though the show was going to be scrapped, I thought, and if you will, and that it was going to end, and I was like, oh really, because it's such a nice project, so I don't have a favorite except Popsicle. Yes, and it's only Popsicle, and it'll never be anybody else. No, really. Shut up. Yeah. So that's the reason I don't have a specific favorite or anything like that. I'm just glad to be part of it. It's a lot of fun.
Well, thanks for talking with us, Daryl. It's been cool. You have been listening to the Robots of the Company 10th Anniversary Interview Show. This time out, we heard from Daryl Looney, a.k.a. Popsicle. The music included in this program was provided by Kevin MacLeod, the head writer, post-production editor, sound designer, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell, of course. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com, and if you'd like to email us with any comments or questions that you may have, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. We'll be back again next time with another interview. Don't you miss it. Until then, this is the Creditor, as always, asking you to please stay tuned.
This program is copyright 2015, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.